Welcome to American Mosaic from VOA Learning English. I'm Katie Weaver. Today on the show, Jonathan Evans tells us about a debate among Christians over Bible teachings. Some believe Bible passages about homosexuality are being interpreted incorrectly. Then we go to Anna Mateo, who tells us about some interesting findings in a very old serial murders case. And finally, we'll play some new music from the British boy band One Direction.
More than 30 American states now recognize marriages between two people of the same sex. An increasing number of mainline Christian groups are also accepting same-sex unions. But most evangelical Christians say the Bible condemns sexual relations among people of the same sex. They note writings found in the Bible's Book of Leviticus and the Book of Romans. Evangelicals firmly believe that Christianity's holy book is free from mistake. Now, a well-known student of evangelicalism is saying that the traditional reading of the Bible is wrong. The religious service looked like one at any evangelical church, except that same-sex couples were sitting in pews. A man rested his head on the shoulder of another man, and a woman had her arm around her female partner. They were among the several hundred people who recently gathered at the National City Christian Church in Washington, D.C. The attendees were a mix of gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender Christians. They were there for a meeting of the Reformation Project. The idea for the project came from a new way of thinking about the Bible. Matthew Vines formed the group after a testimonial he posted 2 years ago on YouTube went viral, became popular. The young man spoke in the video about being Christian and gay. Matthew Vines said that he did not choose to have an interest in men. He said the aim of the project is to show that there is a path to affirming the full authority of the Bible and affirming same-sex relationships. In the Christian Bible, Jesus' follower Paul condemns sexual acts between men. But Mr. Vines says loving gay relationships were nearly all unknown 2,000 years ago. He argues that a teaching that has failed and causes much suffering cannot be correct. But critics say he is just reading the Bible his own way to show that being gay is acceptable. One such critic is British evangelical clergyman Sam Albury. He recently spoke to the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission of the Southern Baptist Convention. The group met in Nashville, Tennessee. Mr. Albury said it is wrong to interpret the Bible to make it seem to accept same-sex relationships. Evangelical Christians accept many biblical scriptures literally. In other words, they believe most words of the Bible represent exact, precise truth. Southern Baptist leaders at that meeting softened some of their earlier statements about gay people. But they did not change beliefs that are central to their faith. Their actions led some people to compare the softened statements to Pope Francis's efforts to reach out to gays while not amending Roman Catholic ideology. David Gushy is an evangelical ethicist, someone who studies what is morally right and wrong. He noted that the Bible has 31,273 verses. David Gushy teaches at Mercer University, a Baptist religious school in Atlanta, Georgia. He recently published a book called Changing Our Mind. It caused a lot of discussion among evangelical Christians. He said his change of heart came partly from meeting gay people and from learning that his sister had declared herself to be a lesbian. I'm Jonathan Evans.
After more than a century, one of the world's most infamous killers is finally caught. Maybe. Perhaps. A British writer says he has uncovered the true identity of Jack the Ripper. The writer calls himself an armchair detective. For those who do not know about Jack the Ripper, he is one of history's most terrible serial killers, a person who kills again and again. Jack terrorized a poor part of London in the year 1888. Here are more details, or in this case, evidence. All you armchair detectives listening at home can play Sherlock Holmes and come to your own judgment. Few killers in history have become as well known as Jack the Ripper. His murders were rare in their violence, and for 126 years, police have been unable to put a name to the crimes. That is why it made international news recently when writer and armchair detective Russell Edwards named the man he says is Jack the Ripper. Mr. Edwards says new DNA evidence points the finger of guilt at one man, a Polish immigrant named Aaron Kosminski. Tests of DNA, deoxyribonucleic acid, are often used today for identification purposes. Russell Edwards says experts used blood stains taken from a never-cleaned shawl or long scarf of Jack the Ripper's fourth victim. The victim is a woman named Catherine Eddowes. Her shawl reportedly was found by her body. These experts compared the DNA from this blood to that of a living descendant, a living relative of Aaron Kosminski. Mr. Edwards is not the only one to have suspected Mr. Kosminski. In 1888, London police also suspected him, but no witness stepped forward to give police the evidence they needed, so he walked free. Mr. Kosminski worked as a barber, a haircutter in London. He surely knew how to use a sharp-edged blade. He died of gangrene from a leg wound in an insane asylum, a hospital for the mentally ill. But the killer named Jack the Ripper lives on. Stories about his notorious or infamous killings have appeared in many books, newspaper articles, and movies. The stories led Russell Edwards to investigate the murders. He decided to write about them after seeing a movie about the Ripper called From Hell. Johnny Depp and Heather Graham starred in the 2001 film. Jack the Ripper's murders took place in 1888 in an area of London's East End called Whitechapel. The known victims were five sex workers, but some believe he was responsible for many other killings in that area at that time. In 1888, Whitechapel was a poor part of town, where many traded sex for money. And that is who Jack the Ripper targeted. His victims were poor female prostitutes who drank too much. He murdered them violently, cutting their throats and cutting up their bodies. In most of the killings, he even removed internal organs. Everyone agrees that Jack the Ripper was a terrible man, but not everyone believes that Aaron Kosminski was really Jack the Ripper. Some other armchair detectives do not buy the accusation against Kosminski. They do not believe it. They say the DNA found on the shawl is not believable evidence. They say too much time has passed and too many hands have touched it. And Aaron Kosminski is no longer around to defend himself. But for at least one armchair detective, this mystery can finally be buried. I'm Anna Mateo.
It feels like we've been living in fast forward. If you have a young daughter and you celebrate Christmas, there is a good chance that One Direction's latest album, 4, will be on your shopping list. The British boy band released the CD November 17th. Days later, it pushed Taylor Swift's album 1989 out of the number one position on Billboard magazine's top 200 albums chart. One Direction has been there before. In fact, each of the band's 4 albums has gone to number one in the first week of release. Billboard magazine says One Direction is the only group in the history of the ratings chart to do that. Not true of all performers, however. Both singer Beyoncé and rapper DMX saw the same success with their first 5 albums. Last week, One Direction won the top prize, Artist of the Year, at the 2014 American Music Awards. They were also named Favorite Group, and their record, Midnight Memories, won the Favorite Pop Rock Album Award. One Direction performed at the awards ceremony in Los Angeles, but the song it performed was Night Changes from the new album. We're only getting older, baby, and I've been thinking about it lately. Does it ever drive you crazy? Just how fast the night changes. 4 sold 387,000 copies in its first week. Steal My Girl was the first single from the collection. It came out in September. A humorous video was also released for Steal My Girl. The video was shot in the desert, and American actor Danny DeVito plays the video director. Chimpanzees and other wild animals also perform. Everybody wants to. I'm Katie Weaver. Join us again next week for another Learning English American Mosaic on the Voice of America.